gone, and is it any wonder, driven off demented by your children's pranks?
Do you really think I've made another blunder? What on earth am I to say to Mr. Banks? George, dear, I'm feeling so bereft, dear. Another nanny's left, dear. Every nanny goes, we're unlucky, I suppose.
We are never going to find the perfect nanny.
Nonsense! Precision and order, that's all that I ask. The running of our household, a straightforward task. The children, the servants, are all your domain, whilst I remain the sovereign of Cherry Tree Lane.
Coat!
The simple truth is you've engaged 6 nannies in the last 4 months, and they've all been unqualified disasters. A nanny should govern, a nanny should rule. A nanny is a paragon who suffers no fool. Nanny's a stalwart, our children would gain by having such a nanny in Cherry Tree Lane.
Of course, George,
so take control of situations. Show your authority when interviewing staff. You know your role, they know their stations.
Efficiency and forethought cut the jobs in half.
Briefcase!
Katie Nana would be firm with the children. She always looks so cross.
Winifred, never confuse efficiency with a liver complaint. Umbrella?
If only we could find someone like your old nanny.
I'm afraid that is not realistic, my dear. Human alive could manage Miss Andrews' standards of efficiency. Besides, we could never afford someone of her caliber. Oh!
Precision and order, he wants nothing less.
It's like an army barracks.
Yes, and we're in the mess. No wonder the nannies are driven insane. We're living in a madhouse.
In Cherry Tree Lane.
Now, Winifred, if you do want to please me...
You know I do, George.
Very well, then. Place an advertisement in the Times stating that Jane and Michael Banks require the best possible nanny at the lowest possible wage.
We'd better